This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 10th, 2020. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. We lead off JLN today with comments from the hits and takes section of JLN. Today is the first day of FIA Expo V. Expo is normally held in Chicago at the Hilton on Michigan Avenue. This year it is being held in cyberspace, and the FIA has put together a great program. As a reminder, I have some free passes to give away. Just email me at johnlothian@johnlothian.com and I will set you up. The JLN team is being deployed across the Expo V program and will provide coverage of the different sessions and panelists presented. If there are some speakers or industry leaders who would like to do a video interview after their panels with JLN, please reach out to me. We can conduct the interview over Zoom and publish it right here in JLN. Expo's social events are normally the largest cocktail parties I ever go to, but this year we are keeping it safe. We will catch up soon enough. Enjoy Expo and stay safe. NASDAQ and a coalition of other exchange and trading platforms have put down a royal flush to the state of New Jersey's pair of twos in the ultimate game of Texas Hold'em over the transaction tax controversy by agreeing to meet with Texas Governor Greg Abbott on November 20th. New Jersey's flop might just send their transaction tax plan down the river. The list of exchanges and trading platforms includes CBOE Global Markets, Citadel Securities, data center operator Equinix, IEX, Members Exchange, New York Stock Exchange owner Intercontinental Exchange, TD Ameritrade Holding Corp, Virtu Financial, and UBS, according to a report in the Dallas Morning News, behind a paywall, of course. Moving the data centers to Texas would be a big blow to Wall Street and the East Coast, but would also mesh well with the huge data center business and technology hub in Texas. Austin in particular is an increasingly popular location for technology companies to locate or co-locate. The question is, who will blink in this $10 billion game of Texas Hold'em, or better yet, Texas take them all in? Will New Jersey go all in or fold their cards while they are still ahead? Tom McCabe, former chief regulatory officer at One Chicago, is now a self-employed consultant. He is the CEO of Birdie Derivatives Consulting. McCabe also formerly worked for the CBOT, where he was a vice president of operations and quality assurance. He was one of those black-coated people at the CBOT, who also happens to be one of the nicest guys in the industry. President-elect Joe Biden would like to remind you that wearing a mask will save lives. Please wear a mask. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We are just short of $15,000. Who is going to take us over this number? Miami International Holdings announced its trading results for October 2020 on Monday. The exchange group reports that it traded 73,320,613 option contracts, a 75.5% increase in options trade volume from October of 2019, and an 83.5% increase in traded options average daily volume, which was 3,332,755 contracts. Volumes were generally down from September, but this was the case for the rest of the equity options industry as well. Matt Rabel reports. Suzanne Cosgrove reports Illinois cannabis sales continue to roll higher, with October setting another monthly record with more than $75 million in adult use sales. The state's medical marijuana sales, which are reported separately, added $33 million for a whopping total of about $108 million in combined sales for October. This may seem like Illinois-centric news, but politicians around the U.S. are clearly eyeing the trend, given its potential for sales tax revenue. As JLN reported last week, voters okayed the legalization of recreational and or medical marijuana in all five states where this was put on the ballot on November 3rd. Illinois recreational sales data can be found in our newsletter, and medical sales were reported in our newsletter as well. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. This week in the spread, record high options volume trading, new products from Intercontinental and Hong Kong Exchange, and more. Go to johnlethiannews.com to listen to the podcast of the spread this week with Matt Rabel. From the Wall Street Journal, UK sets plan to keep up with New York as financial center after Brexit. Plan will review capital raising requirements, boost green finance. UK Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak on Monday outlined a review of finance rules, including possible changes to make it easier for companies to raise money in London, aimed at keeping the country's vast financial sector competitive with New York after Brexit. Over the past two decades, London cemented its position as a global financial services launchpad, in part because, once given a license by UK authorities, its banks, insurers, and clearinghouses got automatic regulatory clearance to sell to clients across the European Union's other members. See the rest of the story in John Lothian News today. Here's another story from the Los Angeles Times. 23,000 households reported income over $10 million last year. The IRS audited 7. Since we'll be spending the next day or so pondering America as it is, as we wish it to be, let's take a moment to contemplate how tax avoidance and tax evasion have become facts of life for some of the richest Americans. Bloomberg has a story. The man who could explain the $2 billion Wirecard mystery is missing. The company's failure in June stunned Germany, and a key player has vanished. On a cool Saturday evening in March, Jan Marsalek headed across Munich for dinner at the home of a friend. It was a welcome respite for the chief operating officer of the German payment processor, Wirecard AG, as the previous weeks had been particularly exacting. Allegations of an accounting fraud at the fintech company were growing louder, and the press, auditors, and even Wirecard's board wanted answers from Marsalek. The small group, including a Russian diplomat, dug into a barbecue spread washed down with ample amounts of vodka, and by the end of the evening, Marsalek had consumed 2 bottles by himself. Then things got weird. For the rest of the story, you can read it at Bloomberg.com. Look for the link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Corporate tenants dump excess office space, sending shivers through the market. They offered a record 42 million square feet in the second and third quarters. Most companies are looking to dump excess office space by renting it out to new tenants, flooding the market with additional supply that could depress U.S. office rents, with many employees planning to keep working from home for the foreseeable future. Big corporate tenants in city centers say they have a surplus of office space. Most of those companies are locked into long leases as long as 20 years and have little opportunity to get out of these agreements. Here are the top 3 most read stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was SGX expands clearing relationship with CME Group, adding Pan-Asia benchmark equity derivatives to Mutual Offset Link from SGX. Second was the NFA notice. NFA orders Chicago, Illinois, introducing broker Infinity Futures to pay a $120,000 fine. Third was Bloomberg's oil-rich Abu Dhabi to start trading crude oil futures from March. About the new ICE futures Abu Dhabi Exchange set to open March 29th. Here are your MarketsWiki stats of the day. The site now has 192,315,137 pages viewed, with 24,518 pages and 226,706 edits. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit them at www.eurex.com. And yes, there's construction across the street from me that you can hear. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.